This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Rujak. New opportunities come in the midst of a crisis, such as the case for a show on CAP Radio that you might have discovered recently. The Uplift today features Nick Bruner and a brand new Saturday music program that has evolved out of these times. Nick is joining us in studio. Hi there.
Hey, Beth. Nice to be back.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Are you?
It's nice to be in the studio. I can barely see you from the amount of space that's between us right now, but I think you're there.
When you sat down, you said, you know, we could throw football.
Yeah. We're both public radio people, so I don't know how well that's going to go.
Right.
But I'm going to drop it 15 to 16 times.
You put your fingers on the thread on the top of the ball.
That's where we begin. Okay. I think I can pick a football out in the lineup.
All right. So you've been producing this new show, and it's really taking off. This is exciting.
Thanks. Yeah. It's been, I'm hoping it's very limited, but in the time we have, it's been a great opportunity. It's called Socially Distant Saturday, from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock every Saturday afternoon. It's 2 hours of regional artists. And that's one thing that's always attracted me to public radio is the connection with the local music community. And this has really been a great outlet for that. It's mostly just, it tries to be as genre agnostic as possible, but I still kind of go through like what I feel is the cream of the crop of the Sacramento and Stockton and just basically the CAP radio listening area. Dove a little bit into the Bay last week, but it's been a lot of fun just to kind of connect with musicians about their work and share it on air. And been doing interviews with that as well in the case of this next artist. There's a young man named Josh Lippi who just released a new EP with his band called The Overtimers. Josh also performs with Lee Bob and The Truth. He's a guitarist. He's a singer, mostly LA-based right now. But a few months back, we got to talk. He got to thinking about the music of his hometown.
So we're going to listen to the music or the interview first?
We're gonna hear from Josh himself.
Okay.
I started like messing around, like covering like 90s and early 2000s, like Sacramento bands. A lot of the dudes from Cake, like Gabe Nelson and those guys, and Todd Roper and Death Ray and LGS. And I was sort of reflecting on just how rad it was growing up there and playing music. And I mean, I nerded out about it. Like, it was real important for me, you know, like local music was like a big deal. And I get to tour around the world now, which is great. But I'm always wondering, like, are kids still like invested in a local scene?
What is it about the EP that speaks to your time in the city or speaks to how you see Sacramento as a whole?
As far as the music, like, it just feels genuine. You know what I mean? It feels like honest and real. You know, I come down to LA for work a lot, and I am lucky and get to travel all over the world, and you meet all different kinds of people and you see all these different kinds of scenes, and you see people, especially in arts and entertainment, who are so wrapped up in like celebrity and all this stuff. And it's like, Sacramento grounds me, you know, like if I'm on tour, I always come home because it's like, that's where real people live. That was sort of the approach of the EP. It was just like, it doesn't need to sound perfect. It just needs to sound like honest, I guess. It has the vibe of the town for me, where it's just like regular, normal people trying to do whatever they can, do cool stuff with what you got, you know?
Mm-hmm. He sounds pretty grounded.
Yes, he does. So the new EP is called the Sacramento EP, and this track is the leadoff track, and it caught my attention right away.
Use his word back about him. Can I say he's rad?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those words that says what generation or decade you're from, like using groovy or funky?
I think so. I think rad's poised to make a comeback if it hasn't already. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. And Josh is definitely an ambassador for that term.
Definitely rad. Hey, with that, can we do a little update about the Tiny Desk concert that's happening or should be happening?
Oh, here in Sacramento? Yeah, we're still kind of figuring out what's going on. Now, I'm disappointed to say that we're not going to have the summer concert here at Cap Radio.
Can't do it.
It was going to be for June 20th, and there's just no way. We don't have the capacity. We don't know where we're going to be at that point. So, yeah, I am thinking about other alternatives. I can't promise anything live here on the radio, but, well, if I can, but if I can't, it's guaranteed it'll come true. So I would definitely like to have a Tiny Desk event of some fashion before the end of 2020. Let's put it that way.
Okay, let's add to this little uplift about Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And what Bandcamp is doing, because I think that's a nice boost for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. So tomorrow, Bandcamp is taking the second opportunity this year to waive its fees for artists. It did it once again, or did it once before in March. And it raised something like $4 million to give back to artists that it otherwise would have collected for itself. I think it's 15% on digital music and 10% on physical goods like records and CDs and other merchandise like that. And Josh Lippi's The Sacramento EP is on Bandcamp, so tomorrow is a great time to go pick that up. Also because that Josh is giving 20% of the proceeds of that back to Sac Area COVID relief as well.
Oh, how nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really great. By the way, let me just plug very directly Socially Distanced Saturday. So the time frame of that is?
That is on Saturday afternoons from 3 o'clock to 5, and then it airs again from 8 o'clock to 10, where Hey Listen has always been.
Okay, let's get back to some more music.
That's great. And speaking of Tiny Desk, the contest is still going on nationally at NPR. The window just closed at the beginning of this week, and we're seeing entries kind of roll in from area artists, and I got a handful right here, starting with someone that we discovered thanks to the Tiny Desk concert 2 years ago, your friend of mine, Lillian Francis. This track is her Tiny Desk entry. It's an alternate version for a song that she's releasing a week from tomorrow. This is called Rain Check Summer.
It was a rain check summer, letting out soon ever. I think I got your number, and I won't use it ever. I forgot your name, I probably never knew it. I'm gonna call you, babe, and hope that you don't notice. It was a rain check summer.
That's really nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Really pretty. Lillian Francis.
Next artist that I am just infatuated with is Make Belief. This is from his Tiny Desk entry. It's called Bow Down. The way that he twists sound is just so much fun, and yeah, I just really dig it. And this next piece is from Spacewalker. This is actually an 8-minute piece. I've got about maybe a minute's worth here. She just builds a loop that goes over and over and over and just builds this joyful, joyful sound. This is called Black Madonna.
All entries in the national contest.
Yep, waiting to hear back from NPR very soon about everything that NorCal has to offer, and we'll be doing some showcasing very soon online and on air.
All right. right. Nice to see you. We don't see you often here in the office, but it's good to have you here. And stay safe. Take care, Nick.
Nice to be back. I'm going to go bury myself behind this mask.
Saturday, Socially Distant Saturday with Nick Bruner. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak with Cynthia Lopez and Kyle McKinnon. Great work by the Insight team with our managing editor, Aram Sarkissian. It's been a big week for us. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. Our engineer is Antonio Munez. We're back at noon with live coverage of the next press conference by Governor Gavin Newsom. Thanks for joining us. Stay aware, be safe, and be well.
Who's that? It's time for me to dead daddy. Who's that? The mastermind. Who's that?